Hey, this is Melissa Bartel, the Bathtub Mermaid, and you're listening to Tales from the Tub.
I only touch your love when the tips of my fingers try to clutch your love. I'm sick of the soap in a bathtub, love. I need something to hold.
So it's holidaylies, which means I'm recording this every day for the month of December, and what I'm doing is reading my blog entries from the holidaylies entries I'm posting over at missmelissa.com. And tonight I'm talking about music and coffee and more music. The first song I remember hearing on the radio ever in my life is Carly Simon's You're So Vain. It was released in November 1972, or about 3 months after my second birthday. Something about either the imagery, my story, or the cadence, my mother's story, of the clouds in my coffee refrain stuck in my toddler brain. And normally I would sing that line, but I have a really bad sinus infection, so singing is not happening. Perhaps this means Ms. Simon is to blame for my coffee habit. I'm not really sure where it came from. I mean, I was weaned on espresso, but until I was a teenager, my mother drank instant. I know, the thought is truly frightening. The first pop songs I remember asking musician friends to play or humming on my own were a kind of eclectic batch that included Donovan's Happiness Runs, which they taught to us in school. I went to grade school in Colorado in the 70s, which is all you need to know. Sean, yes, Sean, Cassidy's Teen Dream, which album my mother would not let my then 7-year-old self have, claiming I was too young, and Three Dog Night's Black and White, which I'm going to talk about tomorrow, and interestingly is also from 1972. This is relevant only because I told another holidaylies blogger that I was pretty sure no one actually remembered music from their actual first year of life. And indeed, while I may have since learned music from my birth year, 1970, I don't have any organic memories of commercial songs from before I was 2. So why am I talking about all this? Because A, I love music. I mean, there are times when I think in music. I don't have perfect pitch, but I have really, really good relative pitch. And I play the cello, and I've been singing since ever. And I also can pick up pretty much any orchestral string and most other stringed instruments. And if I can figure out how sound is produced, I can play it. I also play the musical saw, which I learned at cello camp. If there were a movie of my life, is what I'm saying, it would be a musical. The other reason I'm talking about this is that one meme at a time simply isn't enough for me, so in addition to podcasting daily through the month of December and doing a holidaylies through the month of December, I'm also participating as of, this morning, in this thing that I kept seeing everywhere online called Music Advent. Now, I saw it in the holidaylies posts I was like reading and responding to, so many people are doing it that I've caved and decided to play. I am not entirely certain of the rules, but apparently you share a song that matters to you every day during Advent, and this year people are supposed to begin with their year of birth and post a song from each of their first 25 years of life, which means if you're under 25 years old, you're kind of screwed, I guess, or you can just make up your own rules. Anyway, since it started technically yesterday, or actually it started on Monday, December 1st, and I'm recording this at 1 o'clock in the morning on Wednesday, December 3rd, so whatever day you want to call yesterday, it started on Monday. So in my original post for December 2nd, I posted 2 songs. Day 1 was The Carpenters' Close to You, the number one single from the week of August 15th, 1970. I was born on the 17th, so there's not going to be anything for my actual day, but that was the Billboard Hot 100 number one single for the week I was born. It's not a song that I particularly love, but I don't hate it either, so I'm okay with that. For day 2, the song from my birthday week when I was a year old in 1971 was the Bee Gees' How Can You Mend a Broken Heart, but not really a fan of that song at all, and there were so many other good songs from 1971 that I just picked one at random. So the one I picked for 1971 is Three Dog Night, again, Joy to the World, because it's one of those songs that never fails to make me grin, and It was also on Billboard's Hot 100 list in the summer of 71. So those are my two picks for the day. And tomorrow I'm going to be talking about yet another Three Dog Night song, one that I've already mentioned, because it'll be my pick for 1973. I'm going to play some of that cello music again, and then I'll be back with the credits. The Bathtub Mermaid, Tales from the Tub, is written and produced by Melissa A. Bartel and is recorded and produced using the Boss Jock iPad application. It's released under Creative Commons International Non-Commercial Attribution Share-Alike license. Music for The Bathtub Mermaid is provided by Mevio's Music Alley, a great resource for PodSafe music. The standard opening song is Soap in a Bathtub by Stoney. The closing song is You Can Use My Bathtub by Little Tom. Additional music used for the Holidaylies project is A Podcast Christmas Theme by Tom Shad and Village Song, composed by David Popper and performed by Cello Journey. Questions or comments? I want to hear them. Use the comment form at the bottom of each entry, or you can also contact me via Twitter, at Meliss, M-E-L-Y-S-S-E. Thanks for listening, and remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.
Steam is drifting into the night. It's cold outside. You're coming off a scary street. On inside, well, I know how it feels, babe, to feel unclean. Most everybody knows to feel that stain so deep inside. Still it shows, but you can use my bathtub. Understand, you can use my bathtub. Yes, you can.